Well, Hawk, you were a Cubs legend here, six remarkable seasons, an MVP season in 1987. The flag flies with your nickname above Wrigley Field. You threw out a first pitch last night. You sang in the seventh inning stretch last night. For somebody who has meant so much to this franchise, what did seeing the Cubs win a World Series in 2016 mean to you?
Well, it was extra special. I mean, I think for anyone who probably ever wore that uniform and had to face from year to year when are the Cubs ever going to win, or if they're going to win in your lifetime, you had to enjoy not only them winning the World Series, but the fact that they had the year that they did last year before they got even to the playoffs. For me, it was special. It was almost half of my career spent with that uniform on. And what it meant, you know, to me to play in Wrigley Field, making the playoffs once, winning an MVP award. And it just, you know, it just finally played itself out. And to be able to not only be a part of two World Series games here, game four and five, throughout the first pitch, but just to see them at the end finally close it out when it looked like it might eclipse them again, that was very special.
Can you explain for people who don't understand what the Cubs mean to Chicago, what the Red Sox mean in New England, what it means for a community to see something like that happen after all those years?
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, there's nothing like a Cub fan. I mean, you're going to encounter Cub fans all around the country. And people knew if the Cubs won the World Series, this city was going to explode, which was the case with the celebration, the parade. I think what estimated 4 to 5 million people. It's just, you know, an organization that historically has meant so much to fans, especially here in the Midwest. And I think everyone that ever put that uniform on can attest to how special it is to be a Cub fan.
You got to the playoffs in 89, won the division, lost to the Giants, the NLCS. As a player, do you ever get to the point where you say, this team may just never win?
Well, you know, so much has made it a fact of them playing so many day games and the wear and tear that comes as a result of that. I don't really think that really plays a great deal into the final result, but it takes a special player to put the uniform on and to want to go out and to play, especially during the daytime. But also, you got to have the talent, you got to have the ability. I felt a few years ago they were close, but the Marlins kind of snatched it away from them. And then they wind up rebuilding. They were just, in my opinion, a few players away. They actually should have won that series and went ahead and played the Yankees in the World Series. When you got your two horses at the back end of the series to close it out for you, and it don't happen to you, so you don't get caught up in all that nostalgia about the curse and the thing and things like that. But you just got to spend your money wisely and bring the right personnel in. And once they got rid of all of those big contracts and were able to draft some players, stock the minor leagues, do it the right way, sign key free agents, most preferably pitching. And I always felt that you need three lockdown pitchers in Wrigley Field if you want to do damage during the season and perhaps make it to the postseason. And that's what they did. You know, they had Jake Arrieta, who was probably one of the top three pitchers in the game a couple of years ago and last year, and they signed Lester to show up the front end of the bullpen. They brought John Lackey over. They went and got a closer in Aroldis Chapman, and you know, they had the young talent, the Rizzos, the Bryants, who were starting to come into their own. So they just, you know, played it the right way, and fortunately things fell into place for them last year. I actually thought last year would have been this year, but everything just fell into place for them last year. But they're now seeing how tough it is to repeat, to go out there and try and duplicate what you did the year before.
As we wrap up with Andre Dawson, you come back to Wrigley Field for the first time since the Cubs won the World Series. Is there any kind of a different vibe around here? Is it like the weight of the world has been lifted off the shoulders of this franchise, off their fans?
These fans anticipate them repeating last year. It's crazy. I mean, they're starting to be a tough ticket as far as getting out to a ball game. So once you get a taste of that, you get spoiled, and your expectations are that, you know, it's supposed to happen again. So these fans know it's the nucleus of what was intact last year, and there are a lot of expectations.
Well, you're Miami zone. We're happy to share you with Chicago, the Hawk. Thank you for the time.
All right, my pleasure.